In the world of modern technology, we open our laptops, scroll endlessly on our smartphones, send tons of data to the cloud, and we don't think twice about it. But have you ever wondered how we got to now with our personal devices? What it took were teams of engineers and programmers who had the vision and audacity to build new machines. I'm Saranya Barak. Join me for an incredible new season of the podcast. And keep on coding.
Season 4 is airing now. Subscribe to Command Line Heroes today, wherever you get your podcasts.
Connect with as many people as you possibly can. Build relationships and try to really understand the problem from the perspective of the customer.
This episode of the Women in Tech podcast is a Red Bull Basement University special edition. In this series, you'll hear from both students and mentors of the program over the next few weeks.
One word I would describe Red Bull Basement University with is challenging.
Top thing that I've learned is how to collaborate with other people and how to network and learn from everything that you are going through.
I would describe it as exciting.
From Red Bull Basement University, the biggest thing I learned is how to collaborate with other people and to have a strong teamwork.
Red Bull Basement University is, to me, an incredible once-in-a-lifetime opportunity that I'm very grateful to be part of.
If you too want to connect and collaborate with more incredible women in tech, remember you can go to the Women in Tech Facebook group at womenintechvip.com. That's womenintechvip.com.
We would not be able to support and celebrate women in tech around the world if it weren't for you. Thank you so much for being a listener and a fan of the show. To contribute and donate, simply go to womenintech.fm on the upper right-hand side and click donate, which empowers us to continue celebrating women in tech around the world. Thank you for being a part of our journey.
Women in tech around the world, 100 countries strong, yes, and we are here at Red Bull Basement University in Toronto, surrounded by so much innovation. Really excited to have our next Women in Tech. Hello.
Hello. What an introduction.
So go ahead, tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do.
So I'm Maria, and I'm from Australia, and we're here at the Red Bull Basement University competition, global competition. In Toronto, and we are so excited to pitch tomorrow our idea and hopefully win the big competition.
Amazing. Okay, so tell me, when did you first become interested in technology?
So I come from a background in science, so it's not very technologically steered at all. So I'm hoping to get into tech from now, and I've started pretty much 6 months ago looking into different opportunities and where to go with my background and integrating both tech and science together.
And only 6 months ago, has it been a daunting experience?
It's been really crazy. I've seen so many opportunities, had so many opportunities, and experienced lots of things, and obviously learnt heaps in the last 6 months as well.
So everyone's wondering right now, how did those opportunities come within your reach? What did you do? What actions did you take to have those opportunities surface?
I think everyone knows the internet is the best place to find opportunities. So looked for opportunities to go and speak to people, looked for places to go and network, did that first.
What's that look like? Like, what did you type into Google? Where did you look to network?
Probably LinkedIn. First, also my university had a lot of networking events, went to those, talked to people, and pretty much, yeah, followed any route and any opportunity that led from there.
And you're building a company, which is called?
Mini Rabbits.
And what does it do?
So Mini Rabbits aims to empower people to collaborate. And how we're doing that is by initially starting with students and motivating them to study regularly throughout the semester to avoid the stress and anxiety that comes at the end and really puts you down. So having that collaboration and motivation throughout the semester will empower people in the future.
So cool. And you're here at Red Bull Basement University. How did you find this opportunity and what have you learned so far?
I've learned so much so far. I'll start with the second part of the question. We've learned how to collaborate, how to be supportive, how to pitch, and so many more things. And how did we come about this opportunity was it was just advertised at my university, and I knew a couple of people that worked for Red Bull, and they said, come and join, come and be part of it. And we went to a couple of workshops, and then we applied, and it was a crazy roller coaster ride from there.
Have you ever been a part of anything like this before?
Definitely not. Definitely not. The only thing that comes close was a little mini course that I did at uni on entrepreneurship.
And where can more people find out about your company? Do you guys already have a website? Where are you in the ideation and execution phase?
We've come up with the idea and we've tested all the little factors of the idea to make sure that we're not making any assumptions. And now we really want to test the website. So we've got our MVP, Minimal Viable Product,
nice,
up and running.
Thank you.
It's as a web app.
Yeah.
And we'll test that in January in the summer course in Australia.
That's so exciting. I see you looking at your teammate.
Yes.
What are you looking at your teammate for? Assurance that you're saying the right thing?
Yeah. Pretty much.
Tell us a little bit about your teammate. How did you both connect? We have your teammate who's going to be interviewed on our next episode. How did you guys connect? Are you co-founders? What's your relationship to one another?
We are co-founders. Our idea pretty much came together 50-50. We collaborated, added on our ideas, and made this huge thing that we're calling Mini Rabbits.
Wait, did you meet here?
No. We met at the first workshop in Melbourne. But yeah, through the Red Bull Basement University. And we both went to the workshop and met.
I mean, it's so hard to find your co-founder. That you were able to find your co-founder through this resource is incredible.
Yeah, and I think it really helped that we went to the workshop with a clear slate and we were both there just to learn something. And then we got together and built our idea afterwards. And I didn't come with an idea and then tried to find a co-founder.
Right.
We just built on something that we were both really passionate about.
That's so cool. And what would you say is a huge obstacle that you've already successfully overcome, and how did you overcome it?
Stick around. We'll be right back after the break.
The best business resource I have is my mentor's private Facebook group. I've never found a community that cares more about one another's success. It inspired me to create the same thing for podcasters. If you're a tech company or startup looking to grow your podcast audience, I created GetPodcastListeners.com, a private group specifically to discover how other podcasters have grown their audiences so we could do the same. Check out GetPodcastListeners.com. That's GetPodcastListeners.com.
What would you say is a huge obstacle that you've already successfully overcome, and how did you overcome it?
That is a very good question because we've had so many obstacles. They've all been quite small at the moment, but I think building the app was really hard. There was a huge learning curve, especially for Anne. She really tried to build it all herself. And I did more of the marketing, business, talking to people side. And she did an incredible job. And that was very hard for her. And I was there to support her, but I don't know how she found it.
And where can people find you online and find out more about what you do?
So we're on Instagram at the moment with Mini Rabbits.
Can you spell it for everybody?
MINIRABITS.
1B.
1B.
Okay.
Yeah, because
cool.
It's from habits.
Got it. Oh, nice.
Yep.
And what would you say is the best advice that you've gotten so far?
Connect with as many people as you possibly can, build relationships, and try to really understand the problem from the perspective of the customer.
And are you on LinkedIn yourself?
Yes, I am.
And can you spell your name for everybody so they could find you on LinkedIn as well?
So Maria, M-A-R-I-A, Borsaru, B-O-R-S-A-R-U.
Nice. Is there anything that you wanted to share that we didn't share before we wrap up?
Thank you so much for having me.
Of course.
And I'd like to spread collaboration and support all around, and that's what we're trying to do with our app. So we really hope that everyone listening tries to do that with whatever they're building and move forward.
I love that. If there was one thing, there's so many listening to this episode right now. If there's one thing that we could do as a global community to help you push you forward and accelerate your success, what would that be?
Sign up to our app.
And they should sign up on, I guess, connecting with you on Instagram to find out when the website's going to go live, right?
Exactly.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you so much for hanging out with the Women in Tech podcast. If you want to connect and collaborate with more phenomenal women in tech around the world, remember to go to the Women in Tech Facebook group at Women in Tech womenintechvip.com. That's womenintechvip.com. Say hello on social at Women in Tech Show on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook. I will see you guys, talk to you guys, hear you guys in the next episode. Bye.
Bye. Hi, I'm Maria Balsaro, and I'm the co-founder of Mini Rabbits. Mini Rabbits is a personal empowerment tool that uses gamification, habit tracking, and social connection to help students build regular habits and avoid the stress and anxiety that comes with exams. We're based in Melbourne, Australia. You're listening to Women in Tech.
If you too want to connect and collaborate with more incredible women in tech, remember you can go to the Women in Tech Facebook group at womenintechvip.com. That's womenintechvip.com.
We're so proud of what we've created with the Women in Tech podcast. To support us in our journey to celebrating women in tech around the world, go to womenintech.fm and click on the donation link on the right side of the page. That's womenintech.fm. The donation link is the top right side of the page. We really appreciate you being a part of our journey, and we look forward to celebrating so many more women to come. The Women in Tech podcast is hosted and produced by me, Esprit Devora,
with help from Janice Geronimo,
edited by Adam Carroll,
show notes by Carl Marty,
and music from Jay Huffman Live and Epidemic Sound. The Women in Tech podcast is a WeAreTech.fm production.